This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The death toll from the coronavirus in China continues to rise as many countries are evacuating their citizens from the city of Wuhan. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports.
Several countries, including the U.S., have begun flying their citizens out of the epicenter of the epidemic, which China has put on virtual lockdown. Chinese officials say the death toll has climbed to 170, and on top of the nearly 8,000 confirmed cases, there's an additional 12,000 suspected cases. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization said on Wednesday they're worried about the progress of the virus and said the relatively small number of cases outside China hold the potential of a much larger outbreak.
That is Reuters' Michelle Hennessy. Senators will continue asking questions today in U.S. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial. AP Sagar Magani reports Mr. Trump's lawyers are saying he cannot be impeached, even if he tied U.S. military aid to political favors.
Trump lawyer Alan Dershowitz argues every politician conflates his own interest with the public interest.
And if a president does something which he believes will help him get elected in the public interest, that cannot be the kind of quid pro quo that results in impeachment.
Lead House prosecutor Adam Schiff appeared stunned.
All quid pros are not the same. Some are legitimate and some are corrupt, and you don't need to be a mind reader to figure out which is which.
Adding, you can ask John Bolton. Democrats continue pushing for the former Trump National Security Advisor and other witnesses to testify, but Republicans seem intent on ending the trial with a vote to acquit the president. Sagar Magani at the White House.
For more on the impeachment trial, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. A day after the